Minnow on the Say by Philippa Pierce.
The recording of this book was made possible by a donation from the pupils of the Woodbridge County Primary School, Woodbridge, Suffolk.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1, Summer Floods. David Moss lived with his family in the last house in Jubilee Row. Their house was like all the others, but their garden was something quite out of the ordinary. It ran straight back for the first 20 yards, like all the other gardens. Then, when the others stopped, this took a sudden turn to the right, and in another minute it had reached an unexpected destination. When the other gardens ended in a hedge, or a fence, or a stretch of wire netting, the Mosses' garden was brought to a stop only by the softly flowing waters of the River Say. "No, Becky, no," said Mrs. Moss. "You must never play by the river alone. David only goes on to the landing stage because he's older, and if he falls in, he can swim." The landing stage was over grandly named, for nothing and nobody had ever landed there. It had been made by Mr. Moss only so that he could more easily fill his watering can from the river. In the daytime, Mr. Moss drove a bus between Castleford and the Barleys. After his day's work, he liked to garden. David, as well as his father, had uses for the landing stage, but they were not altogether satisfactory ones. He fished, of course, but he only had a net.